Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, as usual, Elizabeth Benton, and I'm really appreciative that you are taking some time today to hang out with me. I really appreciate you being here. And not only do we have a very interesting topic today, but we also have our first ever podcast giveaway. So stay tuned till the end, and I'll introduce the giveaway and tell you how you can be eligible to win. I will say, this giveaway is only good for a week. So if you're listening to this podcast a week or months or even a year after it airs, sorry, Charlie, no giveaway for you. Either way, I think you're going to find this topic super interesting, and it's one that I get a lot of questions about. Today, we're going to be talking about omega-3s. We're going to be talking about what they are, why they're important, if you should supplement with them, and then we're going to bust some myths, like we usually do, especially those related to vegetarian sources of omega-3s, things like flax, right? And as always, we will wrap up with practical implementation strategies. Now, if you're thinking, yawn, omega-3s, that's so boring, eat more fish, whatever, this is not just about the anti-inflammatory properties of omega-3s. This is really about supporting your fat loss, reducing inflammation, balancing your hormones, and improving your cognitive function and your mood, as well as really a lot more than that. It really is about health. And health is about allowing our bodies to burn fat. So let's dive in and start talking about what omega-3s actually are. They are a fatty acid, most commonly found in oily, cold water fish, things like salmon, mackerel, halibut. Cod is a great source of omega-3s, as is herring and sardines. You can also get omega-3s from grass-fed animals like beef or lamb, venison, buffalo, and I'm emphasizing the grass-fed because the omega-3 content is derived from the grass that these animals eat. So these ruminant animals or grass-feeding animals, they convert one omega-3 to a more beneficial form of omega-3s, and conventionally raised animals will not be good sources of omega-3s because they don't feed off grass, right? So omega-3s are a polyunsaturated fatty acid, and there are several different types of omega-3s, and this is what I really want to emphasize. It is so important to remember that not all omega-3s are created equal, just like all fats aren't created equal, right? I mean, margarine doesn't have the same properties as butter, and similarly, omega-3s confer health benefits when there are certain types of omega-3s that other types of omega-3s don't. And that's where people tend to get confused. They think that if they're taking an omega-3 supplement, they're doing a really good thing by their health and they're giving their body what it needs. Or if they eat foods rich in omega-3, they figure they're doing a good thing, but they're not paying attention to the specific types of omega-3s that are responsible for the health benefits we're looking for. So not all omega-3s give us these health-promoting properties that we really need. And the two types of omega-3s that most commonly deliver these health benefits are going to be EPA and DHA. And we're going to stick with those acronyms because saying eicosapentaenoic acid or docosahexaenoic acid would wear me out. And I mean, heck, I get crap about my pronunciation of the word important. So I'm certainly not going to open up a can of worms here trying to use big words. So we're going to stick with EPA and DHA for the sake of simplicity. Now, before we dive into the benefits of EPA and DHA and where we can get them, I want to make sure that everybody's on the same page in understanding how severe our deficiency of omega-3s is in this country, okay? Omega-3s are one of the single most deficient nutrients in the entire Western world. We get such inadequate amounts of omega-3, it's kind of frightening, especially since deficiency of omega-3s has been linked to just about every inflammatory disease, right? Most diseases have inflammatory origins, as well as it's been linked to ADD, ADHD, infertility, depression, circulatory diseases. You name it, it's likely been linked to a deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. Now, I mentioned that the two primary omega-3s, these types of omega-3s that deliver the health benefits, are EPA and DHA. Let's talk about DHA for a second. DHA is the most prevalent fatty acid in the brain, okay? In the brain. That makes it pretty critical for health. And deficiency of DHA has been linked to cognitive diseases, attention disorders, mood disorders like depression and bipolar disorder. Plus, and they're related really, DHA is critical for forming the receptors for dopamine and serotonin, our feel-good chemicals. So that right there, I mean, the mood benefits is reason enough to try and get plenty of DHA, right? The confusion comes in with ALA. ALA is another type of omega-3. And people flock to processed foods that have on the package like good source of omega-3s. And those foods, 95% of the time, have ALA, all right? And the plant sources of omega-3 that people flock to are rich in ALA. ALA does not deliver the same health benefits that EPA and DHA do. But we will talk more about ALA and the sources of ALA like flax and hemp in a couple of minutes. But let's go back to EPA and DHA because it's important to understand how these things impact our health, and really to emphasize how broad their impact is. There has been so much research done, and research done in humans, which is far more valuable than, you know, research done on animals or rats or whatever else. These specific types of omega-3, EPA and DHA, these are the gold standard. These are the ones that really move the needle in terms of human health. When we have enough of them and we have the right ratio of these, we can see improvements in eye health, brain health. It's huge for infant brain development, as well as reproductive health, hormone balance. Remember, hormone balance is the cornerstone of fat loss, and EPA and DHA have a huge impact on hormone balance, as well as blood sugar, reducing our risk of heart disease and other circulatory diseases. Plus, having adequate amounts of EPA and DHA in the right ratios can improve our attention, our focus, concentration, behavior, and mood. Going back to the point that I mentioned earlier where people get confused and they think that all omega-3s are created equal, like, oh, I'm taking this omega-3 supplement or I'm eating this food that everybody says is rich in omega-3, they don't necessarily have the health benefits, the anti-inflammatory properties, the cognitive benefits, behavioral benefits of EPA and DHA. Omega-3 does not equal EPA and DHA, okay? It might be ALA. People will run to flaxseed or hemp or pumpkin seeds or walnuts because they're good sources of omega-3. And they'll think that if they're eating them, they're getting everything that they need, but they're not. And here's why. ALA can be converted to EPA and DHA, which is why people will tout that you can get everything you need by eating ALA. And they'll say, because it can be converted to EPA and DHA. That process is extremely limited in the human body for a number of reasons. And we're going to talk about those. But roughly speaking, and these numbers are approximations, less than 5% of the ALA you consume gets converted to EPA, right? So, I mean, you'd have to eat a truckload of ALA to get the EPA that you need, and less than 0.5% of ALA ends up as DHA. I would argue that that's about as inefficient as it gets. So you do not get the omega-3 benefits from EPA and DHA that you need when you consume things like flax or hemp, walnuts, or pumpkin seeds. You just don't. Yes, you get omega-3s, you get ALA, but ALA is not what's giving you these health-promoting properties that the omega-3s EPA and DHA give. There's another factor that we need to keep in mind in the argument of why ALA is not a substitute for EPA and DHA, all right? And that's because the enzymes that are required to convert ALA to EPA or EPA or ALA to DHA, those are the same enzymes that are used to metabolize a different group of fatty acids known as omega-6s. Now, the standard American diet is way overloaded in omega-6 fatty acids. Omega-6 fatty acids, they're important for some things, but we consume far too much, and that sends our body's inflammatory response into overdrive. The ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s is very, very important, but the American diet in general is way, way overloaded with omega-6 fatty acids because those are found in grains, in nuts, in seeds, and almost all processed foods. So obviously, we're eating way more of that stuff as a culture than we are, you know, fish and grass-fed animals. So here's what's important to remember. The enzymes that are required to convert ALA, the omega-3 found in things like flax and hemp, to the very beneficial and health-promoting EPA is the same enzyme required to metabolize omega-6s. Since most of us are eating far too many omega-6 fatty acids, all of those enzymes get used up by the omega-6 metabolic process, so there isn't any left for the conversion of ALA to EPA and DHA. So you already have a low conversion rate in and of itself, but the overconsumption of omega-6s is a very critical part of the process because the enzymes are all too busy working on omega-6. There isn't anything left for the omega-3 conversion. So the standard American diet presents a lot of problems. We are consuming too many omega-6s. Now, not only are we eating too many processed foods, too many grains, those sorts of things, but when we consume conventionally raised animals, right? So not grass-fed, when we're just buying regular beef, regular chicken, those animals are eating grains. And so those animals are going to be, when we eat them, they are going to be rich in these omega-6s also. So we are incredibly overexposed to these omega-6 fatty acids. They're in, again, grains, nuts, seeds, processed foods, and the omega-6s, when we consume too much, are very pro-inflammatory. So merely increasing your intake of omega-3 doesn't solve the problem. One, you need to be getting the right omega-3s, EPA and DHA, but even that is not enough. You also really want to focus on reducing your consumption of these omega-6 fatty acids, and one of the great ways to do that is by limiting our consumption of any processed foods. We talk a lot about that on the show, and it's not an all or nothing thing, guys. I don't want anybody to feel stressed out or overwhelmed, like, I have to totally change my diet. No, you don't. Just identify one thing at a time, right? Even if it's one less serving per day, and that's all you do for 4 or 6 weeks until it feels really comfortable and it feels really effortless, and then you can move on. It's also important for me to mention that sugar and starch consumption also interferes with these enzymes that we need to convert the ALA to EPA and DHA. Let's talk about supplements, and this is an area I get a lot of questions about. It's also an area I'm kind of passionate about because I worked in the supplement industry for a long time. Americans, I know we have a lot of international listeners here, but with most of the listeners in the States, with me living in the States, it's important to realize how much money we are spending on supplements. Americans are spending more than $1 billion per year on omega-3 supplements alone, and that frustrates me to no end because most of the supplements, especially most of the omega-3 supplements, are total trash. The first thing I want to make sure I get across is that supplements don't possibly give the same benefits as the whole food, right? The whole fish or the grass-fed animal, because there are other components. You can't just say, oh, well, if salmon has this much EPA and DHA, I'll just take a supplement that has this much EPA and DHA, and then magic, it's done. There's more to it than that. The fish or the animal contains vitamins and antioxidants that protect the fats. They're part of the package. It's the whole deal. These vitamins and these antioxidants prevent the fatty acids from basically going rancid, from oxidizing, from becoming unstable and losing their health benefits, and in fact becoming dangerous. When we consume oxidized or rancid fats, they incorporate into our cell membrane and they can be really dangerous. So the whole fish or the food form contains not only protein, but vitamin D, selenium, iodine, taurine, all these things that help to maintain the integrity of the fat. And when we process these things for the fish oil, we not only do damage to these fatty acids, the EPA and DHA, in the processing process, I can say that, right? That makes sense. But we also strip out the protective nutrients that are naturally found in the whole food. So I always emphasize whole foods first and foremost. But beyond that, many supplements use cheap omega-3s and they're not using EPA and DHA, or they're just sprinkling in EPA and DHA. When I worked in the industry, we used to call that fairy dust, right? You put just a little sprinkle, enough that you can put it on the label, and your average consumer isn't going to know that it's a fairy dust amount, an amount that has no positive impact on your health whatsoever. It's fairy dust. It's like sprinkle, sprinkle, and it's not a therapeutic amount. So the problem is instability and oxidation, which means the fats are essentially rancid and not only will not confer health benefits, but can also be detrimental to your health, because then you have unstable, oxidized, rancid fats being incorporated into the cell membrane of the cells in your body. So that's not a good thing. The second problem is that you're missing out on many of the nutrients in the whole food itself. And then the third problem is that many of these supplements are just touting, we have omega-3s, and they are not giving you the EPA and the DHA that you need. So I hope everybody's with me so far. I hope this is helpful information. Let's talk practical implementation. What can you do to get more of these EPA and DHA fatty acids, because they have such an important role in cardiovascular health, cognitive health, hormone balance, and all of those things are going to, when you're healthier, you're able to burn fat more efficiently. When your body is fighting something, whether it's inflammation or hormonal imbalance, it's not going to readily burn fat because it has more important fires to put out in your body. So, practical implementation. Eat fatty fish, but aim for wild-caught fish instead of farm-raised fish. Because just like the difference between the grass-fed animals and the conventionally fed, you know, grain-fed animals, one is going to be a great source. The wild fish are going to be a much better source of omega-3s and the EPA and DHA than the farm-raised fish. When we're looking at wild salmon, for example, about 25% of the fat in wild salmon is going to be EPA and DHA, while farm-raised fish is going to be far lower than that, and it's going to have omega-6s, less protein, and fewer nutrients overall. Eating grass-fed beef or venison or lamb, buffalo, bison, whatever, is also a good way to get your EPA and DHA. Now, as far as vegetarian sources, chia seeds are actually a great source of EPA and DHA. About 65% of the omega-3s in chia seeds are EPA and DHA. And if you go to primalpotential.com and search breakfast, in the show notes for the breakfast episode, there is a morning chia seed pudding recipe on there. It's like a mocha chocolate, well, I guess mocha means coffee and chocolate, so that's a little redundant. You know what I mean. Just go to primalpotential.com, search breakfast, and in the show notes for that episode is one of my favorite chia seed recipes. Cod liver oil is also a great way to get your EPA and DHA. A lot of people can't stomach it. I'm one of them. But if you can, a couple of teaspoons a day can make a very big difference, and it's something that you'll feel. Fortunately for me, I love salmon. Another important strategy for practical implementation is really focusing on limiting your consumption of omega-6 fatty acids. And those are going to be things in grains, in nuts, in seeds, and really don't get caught up on the nitty-gritty, like, nuts are a good healthy fat. Yeah, they are. You can eat nuts and that's fine. You don't need to eliminate omega-6s. You just need to be aware of your consumption. So the very best way to do this is to stop eating processed foods, right? Move away from processed foods. You don't have to do it in one fell swoop. Even if you slowly reduce your consumption over the period of a year, that's huge. If you want to go the supplementation route, I want to just throw the caveat out there that whole foods are always going to trump supplementation because of the natural protective mechanisms that come with the whole food. You want to make sure that the amount of EPA and DHA in the omega-3 supplement are listed. And there is no magic number. I wish you could say, like, go for this much EPA and this much DHA. 600, 300, or 900, 600 is a pretty common ratio. We're talking milligrams. However, there is no magic number because it also matters how much omega-6 you're getting. If you are eating a lot of grains, beans, processed foods, then you're going to need much higher levels of omega-3s. But if you're eating pretty much whole foods, then you don't need as much omega-3 in your daily diet because it's about the ratio. Does that make sense, guys? It's about the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6. So if you're way over consuming omega-6s, you're going to need to get a lot more omega-3s. But if you're eating a whole foods based diet and you're not overdoing it with the nuts and seeds, then you don't need as much. So you want to make sure that the product lists how much EPA and DHA is in there, and you want to make sure that the product doesn't have omega-6s. You certainly don't need to pay money to get more of those introduced into your body. And then lastly, when it comes to supplementation, make sure that the product you're buying, the supplement you're buying, has a protective element. Sometimes it'll be vitamin E, sometimes it'll be CoQ10, to prevent the fats from oxidizing. When they oxidize, they're basically rancid. So you do not want to do that. And again, many of you love the magic number thing. The best answer I can give you is this: more omega-3, less omega-6. Pursue that and you're working in the right directions. Work towards giving up your need for perfection and information. Right? So many people lean towards this, I have to know how much, I need the magic number. And I just want to say, really? Does that improve your implementation? Has it historically? If you know exactly how many calories you're supposed to eat, are you set for life? Probably not. It's really about implementation and progress. So just focus on improvement. Focus on making some of these changes without getting caught up and feeling like you need absolutes, because nutrition is not an absolute. It is all relative. And that's probably worth saying again. And this is something I had to learn too, and still have to remind myself that nutrition is not an absolute. Health is not an absolute. There's so many other variables and factors, and everything goes on this spectrum or continuum. So focus on progress, okay? Focus on slowly adding in more of these good sources of EPA and DHA while slowly reducing your consumption of the omega-6s and the processed foods and the grains. Now let's get to the fun stuff. Before we say goodbye, I have something special to tell you about and a chance for somebody to win. There is this company based in North Carolina that I have fallen in love with called Sizzlefish. Sizzlefish. Now, I am not affiliated with the company and they are not paying me or compensating me or giving me anything at all to talk about them. I just like to introduce people to companies and products that I love. I love what they do. What they essentially do is they sell high quality fish in vacuum sealed individual servings. And the best part is you can buy it online. It's delivered right to your door in this little styrofoam cooler in individual portions. And I love this because when I go grocery shopping, I can't always find wild caught fish. And if it is there, sometimes it's so super expensive and you have to buy like this big fillet, and it's, who wants to like reheat fish, right? You cook the whole thing, you've got six portions, you've got leftovers, leftover fish, it's not that great. But Sizzlefish is awesome because it's pre-portioned individually in these vacuum sealed packs, and much of it is wild caught. So you don't have to scour the grocery store and try and distinguish the farm raised stuff from the wild stuff and, you know, like having your coronary over the price. I've tried a lot of the Sizzlefish products and I've loved everything I've had. And it just so happens in the world of the internet and Instagram that Sizzlefish knew that I'm a fan of their stuff. I've posted some of it on my Instagram account. And they want to give away their Paleo Prime Pack to a Primal Potential listener, which I think is so cool and so awesome. So Sizzlefish, if you're listening to this, I love you guys. Thank you so much for thinking of my listeners. Here's what's in their Paleo Prime Pack, which is normally $87. Listen, I mean, this is so crazy. I'm like salivating right now as I read this. 4 portions of sockeye salmon, 2 portions of sablefish, 2 portions of coho salmon, 4 portions of haddock, and 2 portions of Atlantic cod. Dude, do you realize how much fish that is? And it's all in these individual vacuum sealed packs. So if you want to make one, you pull one out of the freezer. If you want to make 4, you pull 4 out of the freezer. But it's so much more convenient, in my opinion, and it's just as tasty as buying, you know, fresh fish. So if you're listening to this podcast and it's 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, like I said, so sorry. I love you to pieces, but this giveaway is only for this week. So here's how you can win. And I'm going to be choosing the winner on Friday, April 10th, 2015. All right. And your gift will be shipped out direct from Sizzlefish the week of April 13th. But here's what you need to do if you're interested in winning this fish, the Paleo Prime Fish Pack from Sizzlefish. First and foremost, you need to be a fan of Primal Potential Fat Loss on Facebook, and I'll put that link in the show notes if you're not yet. Second, you need to go to Sizzlefish's Facebook page, and I'll also link to that in the show notes, and you need to like their page, and then you need to comment on the Primal Potential Facebook page. You'll see a post up there with your favorite way to enjoy fish. That's it. So again, the Paleo Prime Pack that's going to be given away to one of our listeners. It's 4 portions of sockeye salmon, 2 portions of sablefish, 2 portions of coho salmon, 4 portions of haddock, 2 portions of Atlantic cod, and a partridge and a pear tree, partridge sold separately. So you have to be a fan of Primal Potential Fat Loss on Facebook. You need to go like the Sizzlefish Facebook page and comment on the post on the Primal Potential Facebook page with your favorite way to enjoy fish. And then on Friday, April 10th, that's your last chance to enter. I'm going to announce the winner and Sizzlefish will ship you your incredible fish package the next week. So I love them. I think they're awesome. Even if you don't win or you don't participate in the giveaway, check them out because I think their prices are super reasonable and the convenience, I mean, you just can't beat it. So let's just go through those implementation strategies one more time to wrap up. Eat some fatty fish, right? Some wild-caught fatty fish. When you eat beef or lamb or veal or venison, choose grass-fed. Consider incorporating chia seeds or cod liver oil and really work towards, over time, reducing your consumption of these pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids that inhibit our body's ability to really do what we need to do with the EPA and DHA. And then if you're going to consider a supplement, remember that whole foods are always going to be better. Make sure that the supplement lists how much EPA and DHA is in there, that the supplement does not contain omega-6s, and there's some protective element in the fish oil supplement to prevent it from oxidizing, something like vitamin E or CoQ10. I hope you found this helpful. I hope you'll definitely take advantage of this Sizzlefish giveaway. I wish I could win, but I buy their stuff anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter. And until next time, guys, stay healthy.